Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you on this beautiful Thursday summer afternoon, and I hope that your day is going well. And I am excited. Oh my goodness, I am excited to be here once again on this day the Lord has made, and I'm really here to release and to share that the 14th year anniversary celebration of Brides of Christ Women's Ministry is trending now. And I am so excited to be here to share with you what this year's theme is and what the Lord has proclaimed, hallelujah, for this glorious year. As I continue to minister the glorious word of God by way of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, I'm really so giddy right now because I've been just tweaking and putting the finished touches and polishing the message so that when I came today, it could be crystal clear. And you will be blessed by everything the Lord has is saying and doing with me in Brides of Christ Women's Ministry. And I tell you, I'm just so excited, so full to be here and release it on today. And I am excited about what the Lord has declared for this 14-year anniversary celebration of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries. And I tell you, it's always a blessing and a revival when I come and do the anniversaries, because it's like it's being anointed all over again. It's being revived. It's a revival. And that's exactly what this felt like when I was putting it together. And I'm really excited to release it now. Hallelujah. And this year's message and declaration is Liberation. Liberation 2022. Encore, encore. Hallelujah. And I'm going to get into that in a minute. But I want to just share with you one of the things that was really an inspiration in me in this year's celebration and how it celebrates women and our femininity. And I tell you, I was so excited when he gave me the Victorian ring. Yes, the Victorian ring. And that was so beautiful, because the thing that I love about the Victorian era is that it was one that really exhorted and really demonstrated true femininity. And I thought it would be a great way to start off the celebration for the 14-year anniversary of Christ Women's Ministry, as well as what it speaks to me in this era, in the celebration. I was really thinking about how this era was really one that is still celebrated today in this postmodern era, and is one that I truly embody in the energetic realm. And I really do know that this is one of my past lifetimes that I've lived. This era really resonates with me in so many ways, and I'm so excited to share those things with you in this celebration in honor of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries. And I tell you, every era has its history. Every era has its history. However, what is birthed from it makes it legendary, which is expressed in the arts as well as period pieces and movies, which I love. And so this particular era is one that I really glean from, and I take my language from. A lot of times I speak in like Shakespearean ways. Even though we are in the modern times, I still find myself using Shakespearean and language from this era. And I tell you, this era is still manifested in a lot of ways in these times. And again, that is through movies, through poetry. And I tell you, I just love it. Now, I chose to celebrate the Victorian era by its adornment, because in this era, women were really refined in how they dressed. And the dresses that I included, the apparel, the adornment that I included in the montage, is a reflection of that. And the adornment of this era reflected and celebrated women who understood and lived in their true femininity. And I tell you, this era was one that personified and demonstrated by their moral conduct, their faith, which awarded them favor and respect, as well as social status. So in my, you know, really, you know, looking over and just reflecting on this Victorian era, it was really an era that really showed and defined what a true lady is. And I know we have that through holiness, but it's certain eras that really highlight femininity, and this is one of them. This was also, in my opinion, one of the purest of all eras for women. And the thing that I love about this celebration and the 14-year anniversary is that Father God's prophetic expression and personality is revealed in all ages, in all generations. So although we're in this generation, this dispensation of grace, God's prophetic personality, his expression is still seen. And one of the things that I love about past eras and ages is that they are still alive today in some way in how we govern our lives. And there is an era in time as well as certain seasons that resonates with us all. And I don't know what your era is, or what era of time that you glean from, or what season you glean from, but whatever era that is, or whatever time that is all part of our search and completion of our soul's journey here in the earth world. Now, one of the things that I was looking to the Lord for and giving me Liberation 2022 is not only does it speaks of our liberation as human beings in the natural, but more importantly, understanding that liberation in the spirit according to God's word. And I gave you for the foundational scripture for the celebration, Galatians the fifth chapter, first verse, where the apostle writes, walk by the Spirit. It is for this freedom that Christ set us free, completely liberating us. He says, therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery which you once removed. So according to the King James Version, he says, walk in the liberty where Christ had made you free and be not entangled again with yokes, again to bondage. So now that I have been set free by the blood of Jesus, by the yoke of Christ, by the work of Christ, he reminds us not to be entangled again where you were set free. And that's the thing that we have to really remember and hold fast is our deliverance, our freedom, and our liberty. And now more than ever do we need to understand how that liberty is manifested spiritually. Because having civil liberties, but yet being bound spiritually, carries greater, more negative effect than do natural. So, and that's the thing that I love about the gospel, because he said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. So I wanted to read that foundational scripture with you, and it's also on my website. You can go there and check it out on the montage. And one of the things that I was looking at, and it relates to what this year means, is looking at the number 14. Hallelujah, the number 14. And the number 14 is a symbol of salvation and rescue. And I was really praising the Lord for that, because how divine is that? Is that he's speaking about liberation in this year, in this hour, and that the number 14 is symbolic of salvation and rescue. And in scriptures, we see that Jesus finished his life in the flesh on the 14th day of the first month. So that's significant. And he made his sacrifice for the sake of all people. So I wanted to make sure that I included that in the celebration of understanding what 14 means. Now, according to divine holy numerics, 1 plus 4 equals what? 5. And this declares the favor and the grace of God. And I was thanking him for that, because he was saying that 5 is the number of grace. And it also lines up with just being my 55th year of life, 5-5, which has really been a blessing and awesome, seeing that double favor. And understand that the number 14 is a double, just like 22, it's a double of God's power and what? Completion. Now, the thing that I was blessed in the Lord for when he gave me Liberation 22, encore, he said to me that there should be a performance of those things, that what I've done before, I'm doing it again. And I'm going to get into that with you in a minute, read that for you. But I'm going to go to Isaiah 61, because this was the scripture that he gave me for Liberation 22. And I'm going to be reading from the Amplified, where Isaiah was declaring and exalting the afflicted, because it's always the afflicted, the oppressed, the poor, that really needs to see liberation. Not saying all people don't, because whether you have money or not, liberation is for everyone. But this is what he says in verse 1. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed and commissioned me to bring news to the humble and the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted, to proclaim release from confinement and condemnation, from the spiritual and physical captives, and freedom to the prisoners." And this is what he was saying to me on how he has anointed me afresh and anew for this new year to do justice. Because the anointing upon us is to do what Jesus did and what Isaiah declared, and that's to set the captives free. And verse 2, he says, "To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance and retribution of our God. It's also to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion the following: to give them a turban instead of dust on their heads," which is a sign of mourning. He said it's also to give them the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment of expressive praise instead of the disheartened spirit, which is to mean the broken heart. So they will be called trees of righteousness, strong and magnificent, distinguished for integrity, justice, and might, standing with God. Hallelujah. So the anointing that God is releasing fresh and anew upon us is to do all these things. For those who are brokenhearted, those who are oppressed, for those who need to see the justice of God, the righteousness of God prevail in their lives. He said, "And the result of this will be the planting of the Lord, that he may be," what? "Glorified, that God may get all the glory, honor, and praise for the anointing that he's put upon me, that he's put upon you, in setting the captives free and performing the work of the Lord and the work of the anointing manifested by his presence upon us and the anointing in us." We say that. Now he goes on to say, "The planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified, then they will rebuild the ancient ruins." Hallelujah. And this is exactly what God said he's doing right now as it relates to his spirit upon each and every one of us, upon each household, as we allow God to work through us, as we work the work of him that sent us. He said that the old places will be rebuilt. They will raise up and restore the former desolation, and they will renew the ruined cities. Hallelujah. That means it's going to touch nations. It's going to touch cities that have been torn down, cities that's plagued by the destruction of the enemy and darkness. He says, the desolations, deserted settlements of many generations. That means he's going to restore many generations as a result of the presence of the Lord being upon you and upon me, which is what's so important for you to understand, that God can use you, and to seek God for the anointing and seek God on how he can use you right where you are. And he goes on to say in verse 5, "Strangers will stand and feed your flocks, and foreigners will be your farmers and your vine dressers. But ye shall be called the priest of the Lord. People will speak of you as ministers of God. You will eat the wealth of nation. Hallelujah. And I love that because he said, I, the Lord thy God, give thee the power to get wealth. Hallelujah. I, the Lord thy God, give you power to get wealth. And so he was saying here, he'll make us the head, not the tail. He'll make us priests unto him. And we'll be recognized for that. Not because you're marketing your ministry or because you say, Lord, Lord, but because of the anointing, because of the favor. Hallelujah. Now he goes on to say, and you will boast of their riches. Hallelujah. Yes, boast in their riches. Instead of your former shame, you will have a double portion. And I tell you, the enemy has tried, always trying to put the shame, to put the counsel, put the shame, the counsel of the Lord, his anointed. But he said, for your shame, you should have what? Double. Hallelujah. So it's just getting started. I know we're in July tomorrow, but it's happening now. God said the double portion is not over. Glory be to God. Now he says, and instead of humiliation, your people will shout for joy over their portion. Hallelujah. He said, you will shout for joy over what I've given you, over your portion, not someone else's. And notice everything he said here is what he said, what I will give you. I will give you. You don't have to take it, steal it from somebody else. I will give it to you because it's his pleasure to give the kingdom to us. He said, I delight in the prosperity of my people. He said, therefore, in their land, they will possess what? The double. Now he says it again. What they have forfeited, the double for what they have forfeited, everlasting joy will be theirs. Hallelujah. And I tell you, as I was putting this together, he was ministering to me, and he was saying that everlasting joy will only come from you living from the holy city, will only come from living from within the holies of holies. That everlasting joy can only come up from your soul. Hallelujah. As you praise and as you worship him, fight what you're going through. He said, for I, the Lord, love justice, and I hate robbery with burnt offerings. That means anything that you take from someone else. And he hates, he said he loves justice. He loves righteousness. He hates robbery when someone tries to take what's yours or try to take what's mine and then try to offer it as a burnt offering as if they sacrifice for it. He said, I hate that. It's a lie. He said, I will faithfully reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them. Then their offsprings will be known among the nations and their descendants among the peoples. All who see them in their prosperity, and that's just not speaking of having like a lot of money. That means abundance of peace, healing, protection. All who see them, see you, see me in my prosperity, will what? Recognize and acknowledge them. That they are the people whom the Lord has blessed. He goes on to say, I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. Now he goes on to say in the final verses, my soul will exalt in my God. My soul will exalt in my God, will be exalted in my God. Not just me exalting God based on what he's done for me, based on stuff. My soul, from the bottom of my soul, from the core of my soul, from the inner sanctum of my soul, it shall exalt God. Because why? Your soul will be at peace. Your soul will be at rest. Your soul have been rescued and redeemed. It's washed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so that's what we want. We want our soul to sing. We want our soul to rejoice in God. Hallelujah. And that's something that many people can't really say that they're doing in this time. It's about our soul rejoicing and having peace and being at liberty. Hallelujah. Now he says, For he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with a robe of righteousness. This is the adornment as well. This is the adornment as well. As a bridegroom puts on a turban, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, for as the earth bringeth forth its sprouts, and as the garden causes what is sown in its spring to spring up, so the Lord will most certainly cause righteousness and justice and praise to spring up before all nations through the power of his word. Hallelujah. Through the power of his word. And that's why it's so important for us to speak God's word, declare God's word, sow his word in your heart. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And even if we do sin, which we will, which I have, he says we have an advocate with the Father. And when we confess our sins, he's just and faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us of that unrighteousness or that sin. And he does it over and over and over again. That's not a license to sin, but we have that blessing. We don't have to live in condemnation of what we did in the past, what we did 2 minutes ago, because it's free. We're liberated by Jesus Christ. Now, the thing that I was loving about this, the part where he gave me encore, he says that the glorious ovation of July's celebration, the standing ovation, the praise, will be, and it was inspired by what's beyond the veil, what's beyond the curtain, what God was, has done, and will do again. And he declared to me that there shall be a performance, hallelujah, there shall be a performance of those things, of what he has spoken and what he has finished. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to continue in the next broadcast, more of what the Lord has given me. You certainly can take, you can go over to brightchrist.org, and you can see it in its entirety, because it's now trending. And I look forward to ministering this more with you and sharing more and expounding more what God is saying. But know that whatever God has said in your life, he said it's finished. It's finished. We are working toward the reveal of it. We're living in the reveal of it. And so all you have to do is go back to what his word says. He already said it plain, what he has for us. He's already laid it out. And so as we lay hold of the promises of God, which are yea and amen, we can just say encore. Hallelujah. I want more, God. Do it again. And that's what it gave me, that this is encore of performance. And I look forward to sharing with you those scriptures that he gave me, the scriptures that he gave me for that as well. So thank you so much for joining your hostess and foundress of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries. And I'm giddy. I'm excited about this offering this month, and look forward to ministering more with you. And hope you will receive what the Lord is saying, being a partaker of the heavenly divine, and knowing that everything that he's declared to me is what he's saying to you as well. So I invite you, I extend this invitation to join me in ministering more and proclaiming more of the 14-year anniversary of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries. With that, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. Take care. Love you. Love always. Stay safe. And I will speak with you soon. Take care.